This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is the Running with Horses podcast, where the focus is the outpouring of God's love on His people, and really also on those who do not yet even know Him, in ways where His presence is manifested very strongly. Things like divine interventions, powerful healings, all kinds of healings, physical, emotional, mental, all of that, exactly like we're seeing and hearing about all across America, other countries too, specifically on college and school campuses, but other places as well, this outpouring of God's love, which is unlimited, we've said that already, say it again, a very organic thing that is taking place. So today our topic is just some background, some behind the scenes, on what I believe is the lead up to what we're seeing now. It didn't just suddenly happen, but has been building in the heart of God, in the heart of those praying for some time. So the behind the scenes, plus also later I want to take a look at something that we probably can expect going forward. So currently, right now, we are discussing the news of these revival meetings on the campuses, other places, the impact that we've already described from eyewitness reports, also the potential impact for you right where you are. You do not have to be on that campus. God's eye, as the word says, is on the sparrow, right? Everyone. And later in the show, as we discuss some things, I want to bring in the secular voices. We're talking about the lead up to this revival and just more of what we, a little bit more detail here. So first of all, the individual reaction as revival spreads. And I just need to repeat this. You have a role. You have a part. Your home is the important link. It is the important part. And as this revival spreads, open yourself to be what I call a deep thinker. In other words, we have the mind of Christ. The word says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, so we can think like Him, potentially. That means that we have this potential for deep and stable theology. We're not drifting with every wind and every whim, but rather we are established. So that's the first thing. What is taking place in your heart and in your home, and the establishing of correct thinking. Currently, right now, what is taking place, multiple, I would say, well-known and respected Christian leaders, they are engaged in this movement in the sense of they are speaking out and offering the insight that they have from the Lord about what is taking place. That, plus, before anything happened, many trusted voices, leaders, both inside the church and outside of the church, men and women like teachers, worship leaders, they have envisioned and have spoken in advance, I would say in detail, about the very thing we are hearing about. So that would be a prophetic element, right? All of this is so good, because ultimately, responsibility rests with the church, the body of the Lord Jesus. So we thank God. He always has a voice. His voice is inside of you. Therefore, His voice is in your home. The voice of church leaders as well, stepping up. Always the spirit of the prophecy of the prophet. Let me say that again. The spirit of the prophet, which is the testimony of Jesus. And in that sense, you've probably heard me say before, I believe that there is a prophet in every house. What I mean by that is it's just an observation, not a theology, not a doctrine, not that. But if you pay attention, it's obviously that the Lord just always has someone willing to hear Him and willing to act in response to His leading and to His prompting. So that means every family has a witness. In every setting, there is a witness. So to that point, something you may have noticed, I've said there's a prophet in every house, there's a prophet in every place. There are secular voices besides those that are a part of the church in an organized way or sent by the church. Secular voices, not sent by the church, nevertheless, are having great impact on our culture. They are many times very godly in the sense of their own personal faith, but most importantly, they are willing to engage the culture, to confront the situations that are affecting a society in decline. Everything from wrong concepts to outright evil. These situations that demonstrate a society in decline, these voices, these secular voices, have been willing to step up and answer that call away from goodness, away from things that are right, and into a really slippery slope. These voices have been willing to step up and confront those. Again, I say, often their confrontation is with outright evil, and they appear often to be fearless in this confrontation. The things that are being confronted right now by secular voices, what I mean by that would be things like anti-God messages that have really become strong influences because they're easily accessed. Many times that comes from platforms like social media, but other platforms as well. This would even include, and I know this sounds like a stretch, but it's so true. It would include even Satanism, the worship and following of Satan. It would also include messages and really the Pied Piper appeal to socialism, which, to be absolutely clear, is anti-God in any and all of its forms and on every level. These things are not good influences in our culture. They are anti-God. In many ways, they are demonic, so very devilish. They are divisive, and they are taking our youth by storm in the power of persuasion and because of the easy access, as I've said, on social media. To all of this, these secular voices have been bold. Men and women, they have taken all of this to task. Often, and I hate to say it, when the church would not, for whatever reason, when those in the church who should be speaking up and confronting evil instead are silent. Meanwhile, secular voices positioned in the marketplace and on campuses and other places have the proverbial finger in the dike, holding back literally the flood, waiting to overwhelm any civil society, because that flood will do that. It will overwhelm and take captive, except for, and here's where the revival comes in, prayer movements come in, except for God's supernatural intervention. That's what I said. That's what this podcast is about. This supernatural intervention by God Almighty into the lives of His people, and also into the lives of those who do not yet know Him. So lastly, what should we expect? Listen, we should expect opposition, a spiritual contest to diminish, somehow discredit, otherwise take away this movement that rightfully belongs to us right now in our history, a spiritual battle and opposition, discrediting those who are involved, discrediting pastors and other church leaders, also these secular voices speaking up in behalf of what God is doing in this movement. Also, we should expect those who do know God to get even stronger in this performance of believing God, expecting Him to move as His word has said. I say, very similar to Ezekiel 37, verse 9, where we read that Ezekiel spoke to the bones that were in the valley, and he spoke life and breath into those bones, and they became living, breathing again. That's our part. That's what you and I can do. As the opposition comes, our voice is stronger, because words are critical in order to prevail in any spiritual contest. I invite you to join me in this, to pray and to say and to declare emphatically what we believe to be true, what we've heard from the Lord personally in our own heart, the personal revelation that you have, to declare it boldly and without fear, except for the fear of the Lord. We walk in the reverential fear of Almighty God. Join me in this. There are great days ahead. We'll have more to say, because this move of God is with us, and I believe will be with us for some time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclearTrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.